Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, hi. Before we start the show, let's talk about our Amazon link for the holidays at bobseska.com. Whether you're shopping for yourself, or if you're buying music by one of our excellent indie recording artists, or if you're getting a jump on your holiday shopping without leaving your house, don't forget to use our Amazon link just beneath the logo at bobseska.com. Our special link will take you to the front page of amazon.com, where you can go shopping until you're dropping, and by doing so through our link, we receive a teeny tiny commission on some of your purchases. Thanks for shopping through our Amazon link, and now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Margin call, gentlemen. You can't expect us to...
You know the rules of the exchange, Mr. Duke. All accounts to be settled at the end of the day's trading, without exception.
You know perfectly well we don't have $394 million in cash.
I'm sorry, boys. Put the Duke Brothers seats on the exchange up for sale at once. Seize all assets of Duke and Duke Commodities Brokers, as well as all personal holdings of Randolph and Mortimer Duke.
My God. We're ruined.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. You can't sell our seats. A Duke has been sitting on this exchange since it was founded. We founded this exchange. It's ours. It belongs to us.
My God.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance.
Fuck him. Now you listen to me. I want trading reopened right now. Get those brokers back in here. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
Bob Seska.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
The Bob Seska Show.
You know, I have to admit here at the start, I'm getting kind of happy. I'm just getting a little bit happy. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, November 5, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,387 of the Trump crisis. And we're going to change this now. 76 days until Inauguration Day. How about that shit, huh? Yeah, let's bring in the Goth Ninjas. Yeah. It is David T-Rex Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast. Patreon.com/T-Rex Report. Also at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. And fuck it, let's do this too. Yeah.
Jody on the show.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what we're waiting for. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk with Seska and T-Rex some more.
There you go.
Yay.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. With Seska.
So that's all to say, Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com. Also at sexyliberal.com, your podcast superstation, and all of your favorite podcasts over there. So... holy crap. You know, I was hoping maybe Rocky Mountain Mike would have called me a whore, too, in that. Because
yeah.
He says, yeah, got to talk to Steffi is the other one.
Who's our favorite whore.
Who's our favorite whore, yeah. And I was hoping to be a favorite whore. I don't have to be the most favorite whore, but I'd at least like
You're a
I'd like to be considered a whore.
You're from the Northeast. You're a whore.
Right now, I am a Kornacki whore. I have just...
There you go.
Oh, my God. I can't stop watching. It's just this ongoing process of watching and waiting. I was describing to Jody before we started the show that I'm just in this state of suspended animation right now. I'm just in this void where I'm doing things instinctively around the house. Like, I'm remembering to, like, brush my teeth and shower and go to the bathroom just out of pure instinct. Because my entire focus, all of my brain energy is, like... MSNBC, cable news, Twitter, back to MSNBC, back to Kornacki. Oh my God, that map. 269 to 269, what the fuck? And so that's just my entire existence right now. But you know what? I don't think I'm alone. I think there's like 70 million of us who are still going, yeah, we're all locked in. We're all engaged. Because
I can't stand it anymore. I'm just like... just the fact that like my state could be the one that kicks it over. I'm like, come on, Georgia. Come on, you beautiful bitch. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Like just,
We have some music for your home state today because this is we're going to be celebrating perhaps a victory in Georgia. A narrow one. It's going to be tight, but this being the lamest cover of Georgia on My Mind. This is the theme song for Designing Women. Who did we determine this was performed by, Jody?
It sounds to me like it was seasons 1 and 2 performed by the late Doc Severinsen, used to be the band leader for The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was doing that show.
Yes,
or it could be seasons 3 through 5 with Bruce Miller, but I know it's for sure not season 6 because that was Mr. Ray Charles's version.
Bruce Miller was a trumpet player before he started drawing The Dark Knight?
Yeah, I think
I guess so.
Yeah, right. See, Jody, this is one of the millions of reasons why I just love having you on the show, because you've got that kind of information at the ready, and it involves Doc Severinsen. So please, if you can, what was that? What was going on?
That was my doorbell. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I thought it was the sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I thought it was some sort of breaking news. That's just what it is.
Yeah,
it's like suddenly.
That's what I did.
Yeah, because as soon as I hear that MSNBC music now, it is like I'm springing into action.
We're having an inspection, and naturally, my husband is not home, so I'll be right back. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Global thermonuclear war. Discuss.
Okay.
Madison Square Garden. Neither square nor a garden.
Well, I'm triggering everybody with this music, because...
You really are. Like, I hope to never hear it again.
Oh, I'm like Rachel Maddow. I love this music. I think this is one of the great, great television themes. It's much greater than the Designing Women theme song, that's for sure. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I think so. So we've got actually some options here that we're looking at in terms of the vote count. And should we wait until Jody comes back to actually go through those?
Do they include like A, vomiting until we pass out, C, drowning ourselves in the bathtub to stop the stress?
Nah, it's all good news. It's all good shit here coming down.
I think
because
I just went from A straight to C, too. Like, that's how whacked I am right now.
Well, basically, Donald Trump has very few paths. I think he's got one, maybe two. Let's call it 1.5 paths to 270, while Joe Biden has myriad paths to 270 and beyond. I mean, I think that's the big story so far in the course of today. We don't know any, there haven't been any calls in Nevada yet. So when we're recording this, we're just going to talk
Nevadans,
about what we know.
I know how to pronounce your state. It's Nevada.
Nevada. Did I say Nevada or did
you
I say Nevada?
Nevada.
Fucking hell.
I just wanted to jump in there before the email started.
Thank you. Please do, because scolding Twitter is on the rampage right now. Lots of people on Twitter just like, I know, you did it wrong. That's, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying. Arizona was never called for Biden. Yes, it was. There's a whole thing going on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I know.
People are just...
called. I'm back.
Oh, there you are.
It was called by Fox News.
It's called by Fox News.
The president. He just sent it right through the ceiling. And then they like called Rupert Murdoch and he's like, sorry, Mike. I'm going to stand by the cool. You know?
My question is, why is Alaska still too early to call? Is it because it's only 56% in?
Yeah.
Because it's
know.
Way back in the time zones over there.
It's
still Tuesday in Alaska.
I mean, is there any chance that Joe Biden would even come close to winning Alaska?
I don't think so. I mean, if 56% are in, Sullivan, who is running for the Senate, has 62.9% of the vote with 56% in. I doubt that the Democrat could catch up to that. I mean, it is 4,000 votes difference. It just seems odd that they're not calling Alaska, of all places.
Yeah, no shit. But I mean, that's indicative of where we are with this election cycle. I think we're in for many more like this one in terms of, you know, look, we're not going to have, unless they come up with some new way to tally everything on the same day and there's some sort of national standard, we're going to end up in what should be defined as election week or election month rather than this construct of election day, which seems way outdated. And all it ends up doing is setting overblown expectations for that day. Well,
and not to mention the fact that Joe Biden has already won more than 50% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
With a good 97% of us reporting.
Yeah.
So if we just had a national popular vote, this would have been over already.
Right. Here's what's making...
That's step one, is abolish the Electoral College.
Right.
Yeah.
First we shoot all the lawyers. Then we abolish the...
I think in the meantime, strategically, it makes sense for the Democrats to recalibrate campaign strategies to account for the fact that these fucking crazy red hats aren't going anywhere. In fact, right. They've increased their numbers remarkably, which I never thought would happen. I never thought that that would actually occur. I knew this race, you know, there was a 50% chance that it was going to be close. There was a 50% chance it was going to be a blowout. I didn't know which way it was going to go. But I do know that irrespective of either of those options, the red hats weren't going anywhere. It was just they were going to turn into something else. Maybe they wouldn't wear the red hats. Maybe they wouldn't be so dedicated to Trump himself. But they need someplace to go. And right now, they're just part of this incoherent, diluted legal battle where they're all turning up outside. That's a whole other story. But I mean, let's
want to read these legal briefs. They're apparently comically bad.
They have to be.
Written by a child.
Yeah, because this is our official music for the Trump legal team. This is Rudy Giuliani and Rick Grinnell.
Hi, I'm Pam Bondi. I'm from Florida. I'm very blonde and have big white teeth.
Yes, it is the Three Stooges fixing the plumbing. I mean, there's speculation that the legal team is merely humoring Donald Trump, which is why some of these legal briefs are just so nonsensical and why they're losing every single one.
Well, the judge in Georgia just threw it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He was just like, no. Because they basically were like, oh, we saw something bad. And do you have evidence of that? No. Okay.
Are we sure that the legal brief a printout from Breitbart with Donald Trump's Sharpie scrawl all over it? Like,
I thought it was a McDonald's wrapper, but...
Yeah, he's still stuck to it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Or like the mini page from the newspaper.
Or it's a Where's Waldo puzzle. Or it's the back of Highlights magazine that they got at the dentist office.
There are exactly two people who are familiar with the mini page in the newspaper. Am I way old about that? Uh-huh. Yeah, there used to be every Sunday you'd get the color comics section, and then you'd also get your own child's version of the newspaper called the mini page. And there was always an elaborate drawing, and you had to find the word mini somewhere in the drawing.
Right.
That's what I remember. Anyway, so these legal challenges are ridiculous, but one of the reasons they're happening, one of the reasons why the president is so spastic is he's got a very, very narrow path to 270. He's got to win. He has to win. I mean, it's mandatory. He has to win Pennsylvania and Georgia and either Arizona or Nevada. Nevada to get beyond
Nevada, yes.
270. whereas Joe Biden only needs to win Arizona, Nevada to get to 270, or he can win Pennsylvania to get to 273, or Georgia and Nevada, which gets him to 275, or Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, which gets him to 306. And if you throw in the possibility of maybe remotely North Carolina in there, that would put him up to, over 320 electoral votes, damn close to Barack Obama's total from 2012. So the way this is sussing out so far is... not the disaster everyone was talking about on Tuesday night. I mean, even if Joe Biden had squeaked out a win within that first 12 hours, there was a lot of talk about how the Democrats are underperforming. But again, I think patience is paying off because
this just proved to me that we all have the attention span of goldfish. Because on Monday, we were all like, now it's going to take a couple days. We could be recounting for, you know, even up to a week. And then election night, everyone's like just like throwing themselves off buildings.
Yeah, it's like Veruca,
silently screaming.
Yeah, Veruca Salt. I want it now. I want the winning to happen
now.
I want the landslide to happen now, Daddy. No, it doesn't work that way. And again, it was a combination of things, I think, that caused that misperception that night, on Tuesday night. I think it was a combination of 2016 PTSD. I think that was the dominant aspect, the dominant contributing factor to everyone's discontent as the initial returns came in. But it was a combination of that and I think expectation that because it's election day that we're going to have a result, because, you know, a few times in the past 20 years we've had a result.
Secretly, we were all hoping for this blue landslide, and we hadn't really let ourselves say it out loud.
Right, right.
We wanted it to happen right in front of us.
And when
it ended, and I know a lot of people are feeling bitterly disappointed that it's so close, but it's so important to bear in mind that voter suppression has played a huge role.
Yeah.
And also that it's not like, I mean, we blew him out of the water with the popular vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's up to like 7.5 million or something crazy like that.
It's
more
pushing
people.
It's getting a little closer
the
again,
margin,
but
once
California and New York are counted, it'll be a 7 to 8 million vote.
Yeah.
That to me says that, and more people voted more people voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris than voted for any presidential ticket
in
the history of the country.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah. The three greatest vote getters in American presidential election history were number one, Joe Biden, number two, Barack Obama, number three, Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
That's pretty miraculous. And I think the Democrats need to be less hard on themselves as a result of all of that. And I think,
and
again, we have to
remember all the rat effery that was going on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And the Voting Rights Act being demolished
in
the last several years. So that also helped with the gerrymandering and the rat effery.
Oh, yeah. There was certainly an old man in the sea dynamic with all of this. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of Joe Biden votes that got cut into by this ongoing picking away at the total. Like, you take voter suppression, that takes away some votes from Joe Biden. You get these little pockets where ballots are lost at the United States Postal Service, and that picks away more. You got whatever fuckery goes on from Russia, that picks away even more. Got Donald Trump post-election fuckery, which is happening right now, that picks away more. So, yeah, I mean, we were turning out record numbers as far as people actually voting, record numbers as far as total actual votes for the Democratic presidential candidate. And I think that's something to be applauded and celebrated, especially now, given the fact that we're on the way to a victory here. And I am starting to get happy about this. I can't help it. I'm looking at the numbers like everybody else, and the numbers are indicating that we're damn close to having a call here. And my biggest question at this point takes us to Arizona. And I've got the heading on my notes here is, what about Arizona? What the fuck is going on with Arizona? Because on election night, I think it was 1:30, 2 a.m. on election night, the Associated Press called Arizona for Joe Biden on election night at that time, late at night. And then Fox News called it just about the same time. And
screw Fox News. Fox News.
And that's one
Which is just wow.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the Ouroboros, or however you say that, the snake swallowing its own tail. At this point, it's just like, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they really can be like pointed at anything and just be told, sick 'em.
Yeah.
And they just go nuts. You know?
Right. Well, it's enjoyable to watch them on the receiving end of the panic and tears. I mean, I think we're all laughing at the, Trumper tears. I think we're all drinking big
cups. I gotta say, I mean, they're stealing the election, and I kind of want to go over and be like, we are. We're stealing it right out from under you, and there's nothing you can do.
Well, this might be irrelevant by the time people start to hear this show and download it, but the big question of the hour, again, takes us to Arizona. Now, if suddenly Fox News and the Associated Press call Nevada for Joe Biden, don't they have to declare Joe Biden the victory of the winner of the election?
He's the projected president-elect at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be 270. That with Arizona and Nevada, that puts Joe Biden at 270. And obviously that includes Michigan and Wisconsin already called. And that's, I think all the networks have called Wisconsin and Michigan for Joe Biden. So you add that one grouping, the Fox News AP grouping, and they'd have no choice, right? So, and then if they declare that Joe Biden has won and become the president-elect, doesn't that motivate the other networks to go, maybe we should do that too. Or do the other networks go, nah, we're not going to do that. Well, because NBC is playing it super conservative.
They're super, yeah, they're playing it super duper safe. The thing is, you know, we talked about this before the show started. Trump is trying to stop the initial vote count in states.
Yeah.
That's the difference between what happened in Bush v. Gore and now. Right. Bush v. Gore, it was about stopping a recount of an already counted election.
Yeah.
So by rights, Florida had an automatic recount that the Supreme Court stopped. Now, in Wisconsin, Biden has more votes than would cause an automatic recount there. So if Trump did want to do a recount, he'd have to pay for it,
which
he's not going to do.
Yep.
Mexico's going to pay for it.
and Mexico, exactly. No, Canada. They're closer.
That's so funny.
But I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, and he wants votes to be counted some places and not to be counted other places. And I honestly, as much as Kavanaugh and Barrett, maybe not as much with Roberts, but as much as they would love to just hand this election over to Donald Trump, the arguments are bullshit.
Yeah, the arguments are
bullshit. And the court as a whole does not like being put in this position.
No.
Every Supreme Court, like, scholar and person that I've, you know, heard from in the last couple of months has basically said that you know, the Supreme Court is dreading. Like, anyone who's a real U.S. justice does not want to get dragged into the political fray of a presidential election again. It costs them in credibility in a way that, like, few events in the court's history have.
Well, they're very hesitant to when they end up dealing with states' rights in elections, because it's very clear states deal with the elections, and then suddenly the Supreme Court starts swooping in and telling the state level officials what to do and what not to do. They get a little weary about that, and especially the conservative members of the Supreme Court. The funny thing about the 2000 decision with Bush v. Gore was that it was the federal government directly interfering with a state matter, which is, as you said, Jody, the recount in Florida. And that was a major breach of the conservative dogma that a lot of those justices, certainly Antonin Scalia was, a disciple of, certainly William Rehnquist. I mean, wasn't Rehnquist, I think Rehnquist was still the chief justice at that point. So it's like, yeah, what are you guys doing? What about states' rights? I thought you guys were the states' rights guys, but apparently not. So this is,
there's no emotional true north for conservatives. It's just whichever way the resentment points them.
Right. Right. So it's so funny to see stop the vote counting by one group of red hats and please keep counting by the other group of red hats.
Oh, no. Joy Reid has a split screen of it. It says Trump plan wants to stop the vote. No, count the vote. No, wait, it's just count our votes, but not his. What?
Yeah,
you know, it's so confusing.
Exactly. Well, I mean, once again, we have the president continuing to emphasize why he needs to be ousted. I mean, this is all a gigantic example of the last 48 hours.
I was wondering if you watched his victory speech at 3 in the morning.
I did not see it live. I fell asleep. I couldn't take it.
It was... I watched a segments of it.
Yeah, I watched it later too,
because it was insufferable. But I mean, he was super sniffy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it was like the worst it's ever been. He just seemed so like out of his mind and was just, you know. Apparently, his aides were like, "Do not make that speech.
Yeah.
Do not make that speech." And he was like, "I'm doing it. You know, turn on the cameras."
Yeah. And it was because Joe Biden spoke. And that was just as soon as it was announced that Joe Biden was going to be making a statement, I tweeted, oh, well, now Trump's going to make a statement because he can't.
Because he's got to go, nuh-uh.
Right, right.
That's his, like, whole function.
It's like, oh, you mean we're going on TV now? Okay, I got to go on TV now. Give me all the Adderall. Blah, just a giant pile of it. And just snorted it all up and then went out there and sniffed and shook and just whispered his whispery whining. Like, oh, we won. We did. We won. We won it. We did. We won. It's like, what is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. And then it's just all these all caps tweets all day. This is what we have all been fighting against, writ large and focused directly on democracy. I mean, this is outward contempt for the democratic process. And yes,
I'm too much in my bubble, but it doesn't look like Mitch McConnell isn't jumping in to be like, you know, stop. He's not like, I feel like the Republicans are kind of backing away from him at this point. Like, you know, or Fox News is, I mean, Chris Wallace was ruthless with him on, you know, election night. And I just feel like he's the guy that farted at the party right now. And they're just kind of edging away, just like.
Well,
I'm really looking forward to my name's Eric getting like increasingly like frantic and just completely unglued as they're like, it's fraud! It's fraud! That's like the only word he knows right now. It's just like,
it's also fun to watch, including Eric, get all of their tweets tagged by Twitter, and that's happening all over the place. I mean, Donald Trump's timeline alone is just covered with it. I know Eric Trump got hit with it. I know Kayleigh McEnany got one. I guess they're trying to get the message out so all of their red hats turn up at all of these election counting facilities and make asses of themselves. Elie Mystal referred to them as hyenas, like the MSNBC reporter there was like trying to avoid the group of them as if he was like a nature documentarian avoiding the hyenas. And I was like, you know what, Elie? These are actual hyenas. I mean, these people, I mean, they're
that
deluded,
stupid,
deluded, deranged people who are now under severe emotional duress. I mean, they are panicking because, and we've all been there. We've all experienced that, especially that horrible sensation. And we kind of have experienced it a little bit over the last 12 or 24 hours with Arizona, where I would much rather be in a place where Joe Biden is behind, but catching up rapidly, like in Pennsylvania. I would much rather have the Pennsylvania / Georgia situation than the Arizona situation, where it's, oh, yes, we're leading, but that lead is dwindling. I hate that sensation. That is the worst feeling in the world, to watch that lead dwindling down, dwindling down, dwindling down. And we've seen it happen many, many times in the past. I mean, that's, again, it's just that gut-wrenching sinking feeling. And so
I don't think there are enough votes left to be counted in Arizona for him to make up the deficit.
I don't think so either.
Well, that's what a lot of Arizona people are saying, and specific to the state, I mean, where they're very intimately familiar with what happens in Arizona. So I'm encouraged by all of that. It's fun to see the red hats having to deal with that dwindling prospect in Pennsylvania and Georgia. So that's this is just some schadenfreude going on there. So let's turn now
And we are going to runoffs in Georgia.
Yeah,
it looks like both are going to do it.
No, it's confirmed. For Purdue dropped below 50, it's triggered the runoff. Runoff town.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a nice segue also with what you were saying about Moscow Mitch. And with McConnell, good Lord. Boy, did he just energize the Democratic turnout effort in those Georgia runoffs for January. Because he came out and for some reason didn't keep his powder dry and announced that he was going to stonewall any Biden cabinet picks who were too progressive. And so that's going to motivate Democrats.
They'll just have to be the interim secretary then.
Well, yeah, or the acting. I mean, how many of Donald Trump's actings, as he calls them, weren't confirmed by the Senate and have served
most of them?
Yeah, I would say nearly all. It's not Scott Atlas. Chad Wolf. Wasn't Chad Wolf not confirmed by the Senate?
Was Esper confirmed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, these are, you know, these are high ranking officials and major ones like Esper and Atlas. And
it's
others.
Just like Mitch, if you want to make the Congress a completely non-functional tumor and we will legislate around it. You know, it's just like, screw you, dude. Like, I mean, the Senate, if it wants to make itself completely dysfunctional and just a non-functioning arm of the government, then fine.
Again, what he has done is he has accidentally supercharged the Democratic turnout effort. So the one of the like marching orders, one of the things that's going to motivate people to get out and vote is going to be, well, if we lose these two runoffs, then we're going to be having to fight Mitch McConnell as majority leader. And Mitch McConnell's already vowing to pull Merrick Garland stunts with any cabinet nominees that he doesn't particularly approve of. So this is the kind of shit that we're going to have to deal with unless we win these runoffs in Georgia. So all eyes are going to be on the Designing Women theme song. So we'll be watching that very, very closely. But stupid, stupid Moscow Mitch, even though he does get to keep his larval mucus pod in the Senate, where he goes in every night and recharges his evil, evil powers. We're going to see if we can make sure that doesn't happen. See if we can get him out of the majority leader seat.
I would like to see him have to serve several years as minority, as impotent, squalling, angry minority leader.
Yeah.
Just watching things blow by. Just, oh, come on, John Ossoff. Come on.
I mean, because as it stands now, we're going to have to do that whole thing where we cajole, or at least try to cajole, Susan Collins and conservatives like Joe Manchin, to get over.
I'm just gonna say it one more time.
Yeah,
that I think the voting machines are fucked.
Yeah,
I agree.
If you vote, you should vote with a paper ballot because look at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many Democrats voted with paper ballots, and we are just burning it up. And we're about to eliminate his lead altogether and take the state blue because there's a fucking paper trail.
Well, one of the things that I think needs to happen on top of that is I think the networks need to come up with a new way to report on the returns as they come in. Because,
well, first of all, they need to let people start counting the absentee ballots before election day.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a that's a structural thing. But just at least in terms of the coverage, MSNBC and CNN are still working on the old models. I mean, the way we vote in this country has changed so significantly in the last 10 years that to use that old, I mean, basically, we're still looking at coverage that goes back to like what Chuck Todd was doing with the map in 2008, like 12 years ago. Chuck Todd. And because you remember before because he was the map guy. Chuck Todd was the map guy before Steve Kornacki was. But they need to devise a new way to be able to clue us in a little bit more in terms of what we're looking at. Like, for example, I like that they have those bubble maps showing where all the outstanding votes are still. And it's usually the big circles over the city centers.
Cities, yeah.
Yeah. And that's great. But maybe they need to start with that. Because just saying, well, there's this many votes and this, there's still outstanding votes here in Pima County. And there's like, we got 10,000 over here. But if those dwindle down to four, just hearing Steve Kornacki rattle off that shit, it goes right over most of our heads, especially those of us who are math idiots. What you need to do is you need to illustrate it better. And certainly the graphics on the screen need to change. They don't need to change everything. They just need to make them more comprehensive or somehow more illustrative of what's actually happening. Okay, well, the season of giving is upon us. Holy crap, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Family football, if you can do it, if you don't have to socially distance, if you don't have to wear a mask. Before gathering with your family to share your Thanksgiving traditions, it's important to allow some extra time for you, the time you need to take care of yourself and look your best for your loved ones. And with Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger. Plexiderm is a special serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and under eye bags in just a matter of minutes. Plexiderm even works with laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. It's kind of amazing. The results are going to last for hours, so you can relax, surrounded by your loved ones, knowing that you're always looking your best. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code SEXYLIBERAL. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
My new favorites. This is Elijah Bone, another track from their self-titled EP. This whole EP is great. It's just called Elijah Bone, self-titled EP, and this is yet another song right off of that. And I just can't get enough of it. This is
okay. I have some breaking news.
Okay, let's talk about the breaking news. We need to have the music though. We need to do this. There you go. Now we can have the breaking news. Okay, you ready?
Seth Abramson 4 minutes ago reported that from the AP, the Trump lead in Pennsylvania is now down to just 1.7%.
Okay.
And the Biden lead in Nevada expands to 0.9%.
Wow. Okay. All right. So what they're predicting now, and we haven't quite talked about Pennsylvania on the show yet today. All the forecasters are saying something in the range of 100,000 to several hundred thousand votes in terms of a winning margin for Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. So he's poised to gain a lot more votes in that state. And I guess it is rapidly dwindling. Again, I would much rather be in Joe Biden's spot in Pennsylvania than Donald Trump's spot in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the thing that is shaking the red hats to the core.
But God, I've got a headache in my stomach.
Everyone's saying that. I'm getting reports back from all around saying, my stomach hurts. Like, yeah, man. Part of it is
like eating things in a stressed out manner, which isn't good for you to begin with. And the things that you eat tend to not be very good decisions, like a whole bag of Goomy Bears in my case.
God. Yeah.
Oh, God, I felt so bad for about 30 minutes there. I was like, time to taste the rainbow in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. I think we're all in a similar place. Again, I'm just acting out of instinct.
What have you been stress eating?
I actually bought like 10 pounds of fudge the other day.
Ten pounds.
When I got the package, I was like, holy shit. And I had Lonnie lift it. He goes, oh my God. And it was 20 piece, very large pieces of different flavors. I also bought a space heater the same day. The space heater weighs less than the fudge.
Jesus. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of fudge. Yeah. I can only eat the tiniest piece of fudge. It's like.
Oh no. I mean, it took me 3 days to eat one piece.
It's like frosting. Like in,
oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why I love
totally what it is.
Fudge. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so good. I'll send you the link to where I got it, Bob, and then you can do the 20-pack that I did. Oh, my God. Seriously, my niece was like, this weighs 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Even stress eating.
I have been a refined sugar man over the past 4 days.
Lots of
pasta. I think I ate... Tuesday night, while I was watching the returns come down and everyone freaking out, I plowed through two things of Ben & Jerry, which I never, ever do. Wow. I never eat ice cream, even though I love it so much.
I'm impressed when I manage to eat a whole one.
Yeah.
If you eat half of it, you're a pig. But if you eat the whole thing, you're the fucking champion. You're the victor. You vanquished that ice cream.
I did have an hour-long break between the two pints. So there's at least that. I don't know. How much is there? It's the standard size Ben & Jerry's container. That's what
it's
I had.
It's a pint.
Pint. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So two pints, which
ate a quart of ice cream,
which is actually 28,000 calories between the two.
It is.
Yeah, something in that range, certainly. Okay, so Jason Miller, Jason Miller earlier said that Donald Trump is alive and well. That was a statement. That was a statement that came down from Kelly O'Donnell.
How's Bill Barr? We haven't heard from Bill Barr.
What?
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, is he dead?
I know. I tweeted back.
Did he put a mirror by his mouth? Are they happy to tell us?
Are there reports to the contrary? I mean, what is this in response to? I guess alive and well in terms of the... vote counting, maybe that's it. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. This Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, they have an election observer over here to make sure our elections are on the level. How about that for American democracy?
I think we've needed that, actually. I've been wondering when the UN was going to intervene in Georgia.
And Jimmy Carter, and UN.
Exactly.
But this OSCE observer accused Donald Trump of a quote-unquote gross abuse of office after the president alleged he was being cheated and demanded the vote counting be halted. So another banner day for the American reputation and American democracy. I mentioned this. We did a special show yesterday, just Kimberly and I, and I mentioned during that show, all of these crazy tweets that Donald Trump is issuing, it's immensely dangerous to emerging democracies. People who are just now trying to figure out, governments are just trying to figure out their democratic constitution and so on. They're seeing Donald Trump acting like this. Well, I guess we can do that too. I guess that's how democracy works. So we're going to adopt that behavior. And no. And one of the reasons why, in addition to being dangerous for whatever nation that happens to be, it's also super dangerous for Americans, because you get a dictator in there who's acting like Donald Trump, taking that example and applying that to whatever constitution they have. And suddenly we're sending American troops over there to liberate nations, you know, and American troops are being killed.
This is how I felt when we were torturing people.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, we've just given the entire world license to torture our soldiers.
Yep. That's right.
So, you know,
We don't think these things through. And that's, I think, the hallmark of Trumpism, one of the many aspects of Trumpism that is so damaging. Just the scattershot contradictory bullshit that we've certainly seen.
That's the same thing with the Bush administration's invasion of Iraq, though. It's like, we're going to bomb these people to freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Genius. Yep. Anyway, I interrupted you.
That's the danger. I mean, there are myriad international relations, foreign relations issues with encouraging overseas executives, I'm talking about political executives like presidents and so on, to abuse their power, just like Donald Trump is doing. Well, I guess the most exceptional democracy in the world, the United States, they're doing it this way, so I guess we can do it this way too.
I think even the world leader D team is looking at him at this point going, man, I don't want to be like that asshole. Yeah, I mean, because it really is getting increasingly comical and grotesque with Rudy's huge, hideous face. And his, I mean, does he brush his teeth with dog shit? Like, what?
Yes. I think the answer to that question is yes.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it just, it's this grand guignol of freaks and misfits and Russian oligarchs. I just, and Lev and what was the other guy? Lev and Igor.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. You know who's, oh my God, this was a crazy event that happened last week. Suddenly, toward the end of last week, Kimberly Johnson kept getting DMs from Lev Parnas.
Yeah, she posted them. Yeah,
Lev Parnas was trying to get...
God, that's so weird.
Yes, it was the weirdest fucking thing. It's like suddenly Lev Parnas is asking Kimberly to share his tweets. It's like, can you do this? Can you retweet this, Kimberly? It's like, wait a minute. Is that really Lev Parnas and we're looking? Yeah, it
Lev.
Is. Lev
kisses
Parnas.
Kisses and hugs.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a blue check. This is really like, holy shit.
This is the weirdest year. We are on the weirdest timeline.
I know. Just,
oh my God.
And so finally, Kimberly had to write back to, after Lev Parnas DM'd her, I think 3 or 4 times, she had to write back to him, I don't like you. Why are you bothering me?
Yeah. I don't want the FBI reading my DMs, dude.
Yeah,
back
no
away.
Shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Leave the room.
And then he DM'd her back and apologized. He said, oh, sorry, I won't bother you anymore. It's like, so bye, bye, motherfucker. Why are you, God, that's just so weird. And then, I mean, because.
Are her direct messages open to the public?
Yes. And
okay.
Yeah. And that's probably how it happened.
My mind is blown. I mean, that's like the first thing I'm going to say when I finally do get to meet Kimberly and give her a big hug. It's going to be like, oh my God, it's Lev's pen pal.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I don't know what it is about her, but for some reason, there are all kinds of blue checks DMing her, asking her to share their tweets. I know for a fact, like Stephen Baldwin won't stop DMing her with like, please share this tweet. They don't even ask. They just send the tweet. No, that's not how it works. You ask people nicely, right? Please, would you mind sharing this? Instead, they're just like, here, have this. Share it now is the implication. Just so fucking weird.
So weird.
And then Lev Parnas starts doing it. Yeah.
And beautiful. So, I mean, I can imagine they're like looking out over the span of humanity that she would stand out a bit.
But it's just so strange with Lev Parnas because we always joke, I mean, we had this running joke for a couple of years there that Roger Stone was trying to break into our house. That was just an ongoing, we would always mention that Roger Stone was in like a ninja,
put it past him.
In a ninja costume trying to break in. Cause for some reason, Kimberly was like irrationally afraid of Roger Stone. Like just, he looks scary. You know, it's just like, he looks like a monster.
Scary. His head is weird.
Oh, he makes me laugh. He looks like a dork.
He does have that weird head. Plus I guess he spent some time.
I can totally see like a Roger Stone Slender Man.
Yeah. Yeah, but suddenly, one of these Trump-Russia-related characters starts DMing her, and we're like, well, this isn't too far off the mark. It's not Roger Stone, but it's fucking Lev Parnas. All I could think of was that picture.
I just find this so hilarious and random.
I know, of all the people.
Of all the people and all the gingoids and all the towns. Yeah, but I mean, I'll retweet this. Can you tell me a little bit more about what happened over there?
Yes, that's right. Maybe she should have exchanged it for information. Yeah, give me an exclusive, and I'll retweet whatever you want me to. But
yeah.
I think it's better to just get them away. Don't have any of that stink anywhere near us.
Yeah, because the FBI would start tapping phones and stuff. They would
exactly right. Suddenly, suddenly the FBI has red flagged Kimberly's Twitter account. Yeah, that'll be something.
They would totally do that.
Mm-hmm. So I think she made the right move. I think that was the right thing to do. Oh, man. Yeah. She should actually, that would have been fun to set him up. Like, say, hey, you want to meet for coffee? Yeah, let's meet at the Lincoln Memorial. I'll meet you on the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial.
Information that you might be able to use.
And then, but not
no,
actually.
I'll put an X on this one thing, and then you call me from that payphone at this number, and here's a throwaway, and then I'll meet you over there, you know, like full-on Falcon and the Snowman
station
shit.
Station your friends with their phone cameras to just video him as he goes from obstacle to obstacle like it's an amazing race.
Well, that was the thing. That was the thing I was going to say. Like, he would be waiting for her on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and then we could just hide behind a tree somewhere nearby and videotape Lev Parnas waiting to meet Kimberly and not show up. Like Kimberly wouldn't actually go there, but we would just videotape him just waiting. I think that would be hilarious.
Wear a red rose in your buttonhole.
And there he is, Lev Parnas with a red rose waiting to meet Kimberly Johnson. Holy shit. So weird. Oh my God. Okay, so drugs for everyone. This is another interesting outcome for the
Oregon
election. Yeah, oh my God. Oregon.
They decriminalized everything.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has decriminalized psychedelics.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mushrooms. You can have mushrooms.
Same with Oregon. Washington, D.C. With heroin, cocaine, everything is legal in Oregon right now.
Yeah, yeah. So Montana legalized marijuana.
All this goes down after I'm sober.
Just quit.
South Dakota.
I would really like to be able to go to the 7-Eleven and buy some Molly, but nope. Not for you, Ferguson.
Yeah, this is kind of amazing. Montana legalized marijuana. South Dakota legalized marijuana. Mississippi legalized medical cannabis. South Dakota legalized medical cannabis. Oregon legalized mushrooms. Oregon also decriminalized drugs. Arizona legalized marijuana. Arizona, for fuck's sake. By the way, that ballot initiative may have driven out more Democratic voters. Yeah. So if Joe Biden wins Arizona, it could be partially due to the fact that was a ballot.
Thank
initiative.
Your weed.
Thank, yeah. People's desire for weed will drive them to the polls. That's a fact. See, that's how you drive turnout. And that's how Karl Rove kind of drove turnout in 2004, by putting all of those same-sex marriage ballot initiatives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was one of the big takeaways from 2004, that George W. Bush was reelected because of those same-sex marriage ballot initiatives.
I have to say, you know, I have friends that live in Maricopa County.
Yeah.
I have one friend that lives in Maricopa County, and I'm just so relieved for those people that they're because that was, I mean, for years and years and years, it was like a different country there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In terms of people's ability to move freely about and to assemble and to just drive their cars down the street while brown. And I just, to see that county go blue is just.
Yeah, and here I am in Maryland, and it wasn't put on the ballot at all. I mean, we have medical marijuana here, but we don't have legalized recreational marijuana here in Maryland.
Alcoholism is way too big in Maryland.
Probably, and most of those people are lobbyists from K Street living out here, that's for sure. And also New Jersey legalized marijuana, so that's exceptional. It puts a lot of options on the table, doesn't it? In terms of where you live, if you're really into it. Meanwhile, I always talk about fuckery ahead. There is some fuckery ahead, and it's coming to us from talking adenoid Mark Levin.
Levin.
I think it's
Levin. Oh, God, he's more like a talking adenoid.
He has such a very soothing voice. He's soothing.
Talk like Mr. President.
It's like an intestinal polyp.
He's got that horrible, horrible, horrible voice, which just, I don't know how anyone can listen to him on the on his radio show or his television
show. He's got a face for radio and a voice for mime.
Yeah.
Welcome to Life, Liberty, and Levin. I am the great one, Mark Levin.
Always so foamingly, furiously angry.
Just sounds like he's got a clown suit in his crawl space. You know what I mean?
Totally. You want to see like a magic trick, killer. Little boy?
So he tweeted this in all caps earlier today. Reminder, should I do it with a voice? I'm going to do it with a voice.
Reminder to the Republican state legislatures, you have the final say over the choosing of electors, not any board of elections, secretary of state, governor, or even court. You have the final say. Article 2 of the Fed Constitution. So get ready to do your constitutional duty.
So he's basically calling for the state legislatures to issue faithless electors who will cast their ballots for Trump. Yes, please.
Well, and the thing is that it's like if this were Florida, I could see that kind of happening because the governor would allow that.
Yeah.
But we've got Democratic governors in these other states, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. There have been some concerns about that in Pennsylvania, that that's going to happen in Pennsylvania.
But they have a Democratic governor, don't they?
Yes, yes.
So, and then it would be split electors, and I think the governor would have to sign. I don't know what Pennsylvania law is, but it's a law that has to be passed, and then the governor should have to sign it into law. If that person does not do that and they don't have the votes to overturn a veto.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the only upside to all of this is if they did this, that'd be the final nail in the Electoral College coffin. That's for sure. Yeah. Electoral College would be done after that. It would absolutely get repealed. If the Republicans try some sort of fuckery along these lines, bye-bye Electoral College. So maybe, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
And
I'm
hello,
saying,
Mexico!
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I don't want that at all. The Republicans to do this, but the ultimate end game would be something that they wouldn't want. Because the only thing keeping them at all relevant anymore is the Electoral College.
I agree.
And they would flush it down the toilet just to reelect this one guy. Jesus fucking Christ, these fucking idiots. You know, you look at these numbers, you look at the total numbers of votes that Donald Trump has got so far, and you go, my God, for this fucking insufferable cartoon character. This is who they've chosen.
They are so sealed into their info bubble.
Yeah, they are.
Really, they don't understand that they are signing off on racism because no one's ever put it to them that way. And when someone tries to, they just go, la, 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 la. They don't understand they're signing off on anti-LGBTQ bigotry. They don't understand that they're signing off on misogyny. They're just looking at their pocketbook, which is the ultimate, like, shallow, short-term kind of self-interested thinking. Some of them. And the rest, I mean, they really do thrive on the cruelty and meanness. Like, it doesn't matter how badly he treats them or how bad things get in the country or how many people die of COVID, as long as he is making the libs cry.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, there has to be a new way of proceeding politically, knowing that the alternative to Democrats winning elections is this array of freaks and weirdos. I mean, that's what's waiting for us if we let our guard down, if we decide that infighting is more important than actually winning elections, or if we decide that this person or that cult of personality is more important than winning elections. We have to focus on winning elections because I hate to say it, but the stakes have grown immensely over the last 4 years. Yeah. And that is the real challenge, I think, for the Democratic Party moving forward. It requires a new way of thinking about elections. It requires a new campaign strategies, basically a new textbook, because what we're talking about is, you know, we're in the log cabin, but there are wolves outside. And if we end up, you know, cracking a door too widely,
there are wolves cans of gasoline and matches outside the log cabin.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and opposable thumbs. Well, maybe that's the only thing that's kept them from burning it down so far. Like, Tom Cotton is a wolf with an opposable thumb.
Yes. And that's, well, you're kind of giving them too much credit with the opposable thumb. So that's...
Wait, hold on. Okay. Karl Rove called Trump voter fraud claims nonsense. I'll repeat that. Karl Rove calls Trump voter fraud claims nonsense.
Wow.
Karl Rove calls Trump voter fraud claims nonsense.
I'm telling you, a lot of people are sick of him. I mean, they're just tired of the... It's just exhausting. I mean, it really is like having a toddler in the room all the time.
Yeah.
Even Frank Luntz is against it. Frank Luntz!
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, Frank Luntz, I think, is involved in Donald Trump's future, and here's how. There's a possibility that Donald Trump will continue to pretend like he's president, so that will have to include going into Frank Luntz's house and occupying Frank Luntz's bedroom Oval Office replica. You know what I mean? He actually has, Frank Luntz has a full-size replica of the Oval Office in his bedroom. That is the crazy...
Frank.
Yes.
It's President Trump.
can I live in your bedroom from now on?
Can I borrow your Oval Office?
Can we lay in bed together and with a lion licking our toes like the Three Stooges? Oh, man. That's one of my favorite sight gags that no one ever gets, is the Three Stooges laying in bed with a lion licking their toes. That was an actual thing in a Three Stooges show.
Why is that weird? That
I don't know. I don't know. No one understands it. I think that's why. It's just such an old-timey reference.
I would pay money to see, like, Donald Trump made, like, put into a suit of pork chops and thrown into a lion cage.
Yeah. I don't know if these numbers have changed since I've got them, but I've got the latest Nevada numbers here, where Joe Biden is up by 12.
Nevada.
God fucking Thank damn you. It. Now I'm doing it on purpose. Now I'm being silly. Nevada, Biden is up by 12,042 raw votes. Now that is considerable, given the fact that I think earlier this morning he was only up by 4,000 or something.
Right.
Or no, was he down? No, he was up.
I think he was. Yeah, it was super close though. Like way too close. How much time do they have left?
Right.
76% reporting right now.
Yeah. So my hunch is before the end of the day, we may end up having a call in Nevada. And and again, as we were talking about at the top of the show,
I wonder if the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia is holding back the results because they don't want to be the ones to put Biden over the top.
That might be it.
Maybe that could be it.
And also, just so you know, Rupert Murdoch and everybody at Fox News is holding steady their AP guy.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely right.
And they're like, nope, we stand behind his predictions. We are not bringing anything back. So if they keep with that, Nevada looks like it will, goes to Biden, they're going to have to say projected winner,
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden.
Yep. Well, we got to talk about...
Right now, they're standing by him, so that's good, actually.
There's something about Louis DeJoy that I want to talk about here coming up, but first...
Lock him up. Yeah. Lock him up.
No fucking shit. This is just unforgivable.
Louis DeJoy needs to go to the prison.
Yes. De prison. That's perfect. But there's never been a more important time to have a supply of reliable respirator face masks, from increasing group events to school reopenings to the approaching fall flu season. Of course, the rise of COVID that we're all going through right now, even though it was supposed to be over on November 4th. Isn't that weird how it's still happening? The director of the CDC testified under oath before Congress that wearing a face mask was more important than getting a vaccine when it comes to reducing the spread of COVID in our country. Only respirator face masks provide medical-grade protection, and only FDA-authorized respirator masks provide the quality required. The NewDealShop.com has FDA-authorized respirator masks ready to ship to you right now, and every pouch comes with verifiable anti-fraud labeling, so you know they work. Trust the masks medical professionals are using. Go to TheNewDealShop.com and get FDA-authorized U.S.-tested respirator face masks now with free immediate shipping for my listeners. Bulk pricing is available, too, so you can get the masks you need affordably and quickly. Go to thenewdealshop.com now and get FDA-authorized respirator face masks. Keep yourself and your family safer and healthier this fall. That's thenewdealshop.com. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
Oh, we're still doing a show. I almost forgot there. This is this is my man Seth Adam right here, and a song off of his East Rock album. This is called "The Real One." I love Seth. He's an amazing recording artist. I can't wait to get
such
more.
Such a gorgeous voice.
A gorgeous voice, incredible guitar player, all around wonderful songwriter, musician, and he's working on a new home studio, which I've been following on Instagram and on Twitter and so on, sharing pictures of his work in progress. So I assume that means as soon as it's done, we're going to get new music from Seth Adam. So really, really looking forward to that. BobSeska.com/music if you want to submit your songs to the show. And make sure to only submit your own music. Don't submit someone else's music. Otherwise, we're going to get sued by whoever else you submit. Okay, moving along here. U.S. Postal Service failed to comply with a federal judge's order to sweep 12 postal processing facilities that cover 15 states for undelivered mail-in ballots on Election Day. There is no fucking excuse for this. There is no fucking excuse for this. This is, again, this is the authoritarianism. This is the fascism. This is the tyranny of the Donald J. Trump administration. This is what they do. They don't give a shit about the rules. They don't give a shit about the Constitution. They don't give a shit about separation of powers. They don't give a shit about what the courts tell them to do and not to do. They just do whatever the fuck they want to do. And I'm sure when Louis DeJoy received that word, and yes, I'm still calling him Louis because of Glenn Kirshner. as soon as he received that order, I'm sure he went, forget about it. You know, just some fucking bullshit Goomba Guido nonsense. And yes, I can use the word Guido because I'm Italian too, so fuck off. So Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's been a hero in all of this, ordered the Postal Service to search facilities after the agency said that some 300,000 ballots it had received had not been scanned for delivery. I mean, those numbers, the percentages coming out of the different states and so on for the ballots received or the mail received are inexcusable. I mean, what, 50% in some places, 60%? That's is an enormously incompetent and I think deliberately so fuck up by this Postmaster General. Just in.
It wasn't a fuck up, honey. That was by design.
By design, yeah, yes.
It's not a bug.
Intentional fuck up. Yeah. So, and by the way, I am just vamping for time now because I was hoping to get some sort of call here from Nevada, at least one of the states, while we were still doing the show.
Let's play a game.
To extend.
Which Trump official are you most looking forward to getting fired?
Oh, there you go. Good idea.
All of them.
Yeah,
but I think I have special scorn for Mnuchin or Mnuchin or her.
Mnuchin, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Trump's been defeated again. Michigan judge in Michigan denied the campaign's lawsuit to stop the vote count in Michigan.
Yay.
So that's his second state defeat, but he lost twice in Georgia today already, so that's his third defeat today. He's got a lawsuit right now in Pennsylvania that's most likely will also be defeated because we haven't gotten to a recount yet, and I know that that's what they're going. They're like, look, you got to count the votes. If you want to recount, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
The Michigan judge disqualified it because it was written in crayon and had macaroni glued to it.
Well, the officials I'm hoping or looking forward to seeing get fired are, of course, Ivanka and Jared.
Jared's evicting people.
Fuck him, man. God
He's
damn it.
He's such a dick.
And as far as the cabinet goes, Bill Barr, right at the top of that list. Fuck him.
Oh, God, yes.
Where has he been? Wasn't he?
That's a good question.
I mean, didn't he get COVID?
Yeah, he's hanging out with Lev Parnas sending Kimberly DMs.
There you
on
go.
Twitter.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what they're doing.
You know what? Wouldn't shock me. Although, that's the last person I want to get a DM from Bill Barr, because then I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill Barr has a teenage daughter who's as vicious and capable as Kellyanne Conway, and she's like, if you show your face outside this house, I'll kill you. You know?
Okay, so here's a little bit of news here. This is not obviously a call or any addition in terms of votes, but this is Chris Wallace, and he said on Fox News to Dana Perino, I did check in with our decision desk earlier today, and they're not wavering. They say that our call on Arizona is right, which puts Joe Biden at 264 electoral votes. And if Joe Biden wins any of the three states, Nevada, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, he goes over the top. So there's the latest word from Fox News.
Yeah, they're
Channel
backing him up. I mean, and that's Rupert Murdoch probably getting the phone calls from Trump and company going, dude.
I mean, again, I
take
went.
It off,
and,
you know?
I mean, it's not helping, I'm sure. I mean, like, dude, calling people and screaming at them is not going to
help.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Making enemies doesn't help.
So that's I think, the latest here. So why don't we wrap up at this point, and then we can dig into the postmortem show, and maybe we'll get some additional news during the postmortem show. So here's what you want to do. You want to get all the information. Make sure to go to our Patreon page, bobseskashow.com. Or just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at bobseska.com and sign up for $5 a month. That'll get you two postmortem shows, bonus material. When this music is done playing, we just keep on talking. And it's about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes or so of additional show. And we put that on our Patreon page for you. And we could have major breaking news. So don't miss out. See?
Can we just say really quick, though, thank you to all. This has been a long journey, and we are almost over the finish line. And every listener who's been with us the whole way, thank you, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I'm actually saving all the back padding for when we finally have a winner announced. When that finally comes down, there will be lots of thank yous from me. That is for sure. Lots
Mr.
of
Wolf, let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet, gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. So, and lots of heroes to mention, too. But I just don't, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse.
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, well, she's one of them, that's for sure.
Okay.
What were you going to say, Jody?
News.
News?
There's news.
There's news?
There's news.
What's going on?
Biden is just under 12,000 votes over Trump in Nevada. And they have 11% left to report.
Okay.
And those are coming from cities, so most likely. Right now, yeah, it's 11,438 votes. Biden's got 604,251, and Trump has 592,813.
Okay, great, great. Well, that's good, because that verifies the numbers that I had earlier. I was afraid that I was a little off with those numbers, but...
Yeah, this is coming from Nate Silver, and they just posted it.
So. Oh, God, see, my problem is...
I can't stand it. Every time somebody comes here, I'm just like, come on, Georgia, please!
I know. Someone posted a funny fucking video as an example, as a sort of a metaphor for Nevada turning in their votes or, tallying their votes. And it's that video of that little boy, that little guy playing Little League, and he's running down the third baseline towards home base in slow motion. Like he's deliberately running really slow. And the coach is like, come on, come on. And he's just like, no, I'm going to do this very slowly. And he's going slow. And it's a funny video, funny viral video. Okay, Jody Hamilton is at sexyliberal.com, also at from-the-bunker.com. And David Ferguson is at patreon.com/T-Rex Report. Yes, also at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. That is it for the show. We'll see you on the postmortem show coming up. Take care, folks. After party tomorrow. Take care, folks. Bye-bye. The season of giving thanks is upon us. Right now, the special day of turkey, family, and football will be here before you know it. Before gathering with your family to share in your Thanksgiving traditions, it's important to allow some extra time for you. The time you need to take care of yourself and to look your best for your loved ones. With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduced wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in just a matter of minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines too. Numbers 11 and crow's feet. Take 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. We are talking about Photoshop in a can. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal at checkout. Thank you.